The G-Men podcast brings you inside our community and lets you listen in on the conversations that empower men to win in life and business.
Sometimes we can't wait for people to come to us. We got to go to them. Let's go. As a man, you gotta have critical thinking in a time of crisis. Be conscious of who you are connecting. Any crisis, you got what? The brotherhood. G-Man! G-Man! All right, who's up? A challenge and a win from last week. One challenge that you had and one win that you had.
Yeah, I'll jump in. A win that I have is I've been consistent except for one day, every day this month, with exercising and also with drinking water every single day. So that's a big win for me. And I've been eating salads. So that's very different for me because I usually don't. So those are some wins for me. And then I guess the challenge right now is just making sure I'm being consistent at work. You know, so I had a great review last year, and they changed some things in terms of productivity, making sure you're being more productive and things like that. So I got to make some adjustments because I was able to be a little bit more loose last year with my numbers that I was able to hit. And this year they tightening up, so I got to make some adjustments.
Good. Who else? We got a challenge and a win. Challenge and a win.
I drop in.
Oh, go ahead.
Challenge that I do have is completely stop drinking. Now, have to slow down. Well, not slow down because I haven't drunk in about 7 months, but about a week ago, I happened to just go out with a couple of friends and had a couple of shots out the blue because a coworker was leaving. And in the process of that, of dropping him home to make sure that he make it home safely, I get pulled over on my way home and got a DWI.
That's a challenge and a win.
Yeah. So, but then also I had to put a breathalyzer deal set up in my vehicle. After not drinking for like 7 months, I'm like, okay, got to completely stop now.
I was about to say, what's the lesson that you learned?
Take a lift.
Let's go. Anybody else? Challenge and a win.
Challenge I got is taking L's on one of my properties up in Chicago, and it's always something, but just continue to push through that until it's over with. And a win would be getting one of my sons out to family day to pour into him on how we, you know, just build life.
Good. Anybody else?
Yeah. The challenge last week was that my son, his mom didn't want to take him to the game, to his basketball game. So I had to figure out how to do that. And the win was I figured out, you know, and I was able to be there for him at his game. And he ended up having two games. So just me being there, he was, you know, he did a little better than he did the week before.
Excellent. Anybody else? A challenge in the week?
My challenge is, has always been having more communication with my 3 oldest kids. My win is I'm doing it. It's not 100% every day, but I'm doing it like every 2 days. Trying to just get better at it.
Sure. Keep working at it. Anybody else?
My challenge was I was having money challenges where I was seeming like I was making a lot of money, but I also was spending a lot of money. And what helped me was I downloaded this app called Mint, and it helped me like kind of organize and structure. And then also one thing that stood out with me was I actually watched one of your videos, and it made me kind of laugh to myself because I started thinking to like, all I could hear was you say, hurry up and slow down. Just hurry up and slow down.
Anybody else? I want to share a video real quick, and then I want to just have a quick conversation around it.
That's what you do. You don't get rid of the vulnerability. You teach them to be strong. You don't protect your children. In fact, you do the opposite. You expose them to the world as much as you possibly can, and you make them strong. That's the best antidote to their vulnerability. The first noble truth of Buddhism, life is suffering. This is true. And it's worse than that because it's suffering contaminated by malevolence. And so that's very pessimistic. But the optimistic part is that you are so damn tough, you can actually not only deal with that, you can improve it.
All right. I want to have a discussion around that. But not only as it pertains to our kids, children, but even as it pertains to us as men. What did you hear? What did you see? Your thoughts on that clip.
That's what you do. You don't get rid of the vulnerability. You teach them to be strong. You don't protect your children. In fact, you do the opposite. You expose them to the world as much as you possibly can, and you make them strong. That's the best antidote to their vulnerability. The first noble truth of Buddhism, life is suffering. This is true. And it's worse than that because it's suffering contaminated by malevolence. And so that's very pessimistic. But the optimistic part is that you are so damn tough, you can actually not only deal with that, you can improve it.
Thoughts, what did you hear?
Allow your kids to go through it, or allow yourself to go through it. It'll make you stronger.
Mm-hmm. Devin, you're about to jump in.
Yes, sir. Great morning, everybody. What I took away from that is just applying that growth mindset. You know, I think that's something that we have to have, especially as men, just being able to look at a problem as an opportunity to grow and a challenge. And there's a solution to every challenge.
Good. What else?
Yeah, I'll jump in there. I had to think about it a little bit, actually, but I have an older son. He's 21, getting ready to have another child. So we already got one, getting ready to have another child, and very stubborn, you know. And, you know, you want to come in and, you know, rescue and say, you know, making sure that, you know, you guys have everything that you need. You know, that's the protection side. But then the other side is just like, nah, you need to find out what this is really like, because you hard headed. You know, you're not listening to the thing that we setting up for you. So you're going to have to find out what it's like, you know, be out there by yourself because you refuse to listen. That's one thing. I'm sure some other stuff will come up, but that's just one thing that I thought about.
That's good. That's good, B. Who else? What'd you take away from that?
Takeaway was preparation. It's like you prepare your kids for the future. You have to do it for yourself. Then most likely do it for yourself first so they can see it through you.
Yeah. How do we become strong? How do we become stronger men? What makes us strong? How do we get strong? That's a question.
Going through different trials and tribulations.
Absolutely. And so when we start talking about what are some of the challenges that we've had, what are the lessons that we've learned and some adjustments that we made, the challenges come from going through life and living life, because every day we're going to have challenges. But we have to identify the lessons, and then we got to make the adjustments. But a lot of times we're running from the challenges. And when they just happen, we just go through it and we're not growing through it. So we're not getting stronger. I always tell the story of that day I walked out of the apartment, and Kendall was upstairs sleepy. He was about 15, 16, 15 or 16 years old, and I was headed to the shop, but I wasn't paying my rent. And I saw the marshal coming through to evict me. And I had been talking with the property manager, running in some boo game, trying to extend my stay. But the bottom line was I wasn't paying. And so as I walked out and I saw the marshals pulling up with their boys to, and out here in Atlanta, they'll take your stuff out the crib and just put it in the middle of the street. I saw him and then I saw her and brought her into the apartment, had another conversation with her, had to give her every dime that I had just to avoid being evicted like that. But for me, it was a very, very big lesson that I had to learn. And something like that never happened again. But it was because it happened that it allowed me to never happen again. Same thing with the electric, going, not paying the electric bill, not paying the gas bill, not paying my bills, period, my license, all of that. But had I not gone through it and grown through it, is liable to happen again. So I've always had to identify life's challenges and then really connect with the lessons and then make the adjustments so that you don't keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again. That's what's gotten me stronger. And it's the same thing for all of us. Are we experiencing the challenges so that we can learn the lessons and make the adjustments so that we don't keep making the same mistakes? That's how you get stronger. So Alfred and I, this past Saturday, we did a meeting. We're gonna do it once a month with all of our sons, the ones that came and made it. So it was about 1, 2, 3, 4, five of the boys, I think, and me and Alfred. And we asked them questions. One of the questions that we asked them was, how much money do you need to make every month? As they went around the room and said what, you know, the amount that they needed to make, we asked them the question, does that include, is that amount just for you to pay your bills? Or are you putting in that amount money to build and create your foundation, that 6 month or 9 month emergency fund of your total monthly expenses? That's your foundation. And does it also include a war chest, right? And regular savings? And they said no. So we said, if you include money to build your foundation, that 6 month emergency fund, 6 to 9 month emergency fund, and savings, how much do you need to make every month? So they came up with a new number, right? And so then we went back around the room and said, what do you need to do every month in order to make that number, in order to hit that number? And then once you make that money, how will you allocate the funds? So then the next question that went around was, how much did you make last night, last week? And they all said how much they made. And then the question was, what are you going to do with it? And everybody said this, pretty much the same thing. Got to pay bills. I'm going to put some away. But the money didn't have an assignment, right? It didn't have an assignment. And so we gave them a clear roadmap on how to live in a 30-day period, what to do with your money when it comes in, and how to allocate the funds. We also then shared with them, I made a comment and I said, you have to look at it like you're on a mission. And on this mission, there's an end result or a vision that you're trying to hit, a target that you're trying to hit. And nothing or no one can come between you and this target. And so we talked about them reading The Way of a Superior Man, because I think one of them said they were reading it, and then Alfred and I kind of looked at each other like yes, and then we recommended all of them read it. But in the book, The Way of a Superior Man. It talks about making sure that you are following or walking in your purpose. And I'm paraphrasing, not allowing anybody or anything, including your woman, keep you from your mission. Now, as we were having a meeting with the boys, and as we were listening to what they were doing, their life experiences, they all out on their own, they all got their own places, they all doing their own thing, but they are having challenges in life. And there was a part of me that was like, man, I just want to help them. I just want to give them everything that we can give them so that they don't have to go through what we've been through. And then it clicked and it hit me again. And then when I saw this video, I was like, whoa, you have to go through the challenges. You have to go through the storms. That's what makes you stronger. What we have to do as men, as fathers, is share the storms so that some storms we don't have to relive, and some storms, those that we love, as we share our storm stories, those that we love can kind of get an idea, like our storms can be their storms. And the bottom line of it is, all of us can become strong. All of us can improve ourselves. So when I'm thinking about this video, I'm like, yo, we got to go out there and experience the storm. Because in the storm, there's a story. And that story is one that we have to continue to tell ourselves on a daily basis, because we have to learn the lessons and make the adjustments in the story. And then those stories, we have to tell those that are close to us every day, sharing your story storms. Yeah, I'm sorry, your storm stories. And so when we ask the question, what are some challenges and what are some wins that you've had in the last week? And we talked a couple of weeks ago, we talked about making sure that you write your wins down. Those are your storm stories that are going to get us stronger, that we need to share with ourselves and share with those that are around us and those that we love and those that love us, so that when they go into their storms, they may have a little bit more protection. They may not make the decision, like Stanley said, to drink and drive. Because I got a story, a storm story about drinking and driving and the DUI. So I tell my son all the time, like, yo, don't drive drunk. But you know, sometimes you got to go through your own storm again. The basis or the premise or the bottom line I'm trying to make is you got to go out into the storm so that you can get the story, so that you can tell yourself the story, share the story with those that you love and those that love you, so that everybody doesn't have to necessarily, everybody else's storm doesn't have to be as bad as yours. But all of us got to go through our own storms. But don't run from the storm, run to it. Get wet and take the story from it and tell yourself the story every day so that you can learn the lesson and make the adjustments. Line is open. Let's talk about it. The line is open. Storm stories. Line is open.
Yeah, Coach, I think one of the things that you were talking about is, you know, when you're going through it, you know, it's like it's a difference, you know, and like you were saying, the going through it and then growing through it. you know, and I'm still trying to process that sometimes, you know, because sometimes I'm getting better in terms of like wanting to, you know, pull out like what am I supposed to get out of this, you know, as opposed to like, dang, I gotta go, you know, through this. So I'm still trying to process, you know, that in my mind. So I know one of the stories that I've had, and I'll still relate this back to my son, but I've told him, you know, I've had that, you know, where I stay, you know, with somebody, living with somebody. And I was like, anytime that you staying with somebody, they have the ability to put you out. So you need to get your own stuff, you know. And I've been put out multiple times. I've been evicted and I've been put out of my baby mama's home, you know. So I told him, because he moved in with his girlfriend and their family, I'm like, listen, anytime that you're going through something, I mean, yeah, anytime you're going through something, they have the ability to put you out. I've been through this. I've lived this out, you know. So now he's having challenges over there. And he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm like, well, you're just going to have to live it out. So that's the example that I'll give. It's like, I tried to tell you, you know, but you wanted to do it your way, thinking that it's going to be different somehow. So you're going to have to learn through this, but I hope you grow and get the lesson out of this too, son, for real.
Thanks, B. That's good. That's good. Anybody else? We open.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you, this is a actual question. How do you help, what advice do you have for people who, because I know you and I and other, and, you know, those of us on the call may have people in our lives that are close to us or not close to us that have a hard time recognizing how to identify their story. Like, what advice do you give for people like that? Because I think that that's what I see a lot as well. You know, we can help people. We can try to help people as much as possible. But if they don't recognize that what they're going, the storm that they're actually going through, then it's almost like, listen, I don't know what else I can tell you.
Yeah, what we actually did it this past Saturday. We were talking to the boys just by asking the question, what is one of the biggest challenges that you're going through right now? And then sitting back and listening to them tell us what their challenges are. And here's the thing. When they can talk about the challenges, so like one of them said, their biggest challenge was trying to keep up with certain people, certain individuals, right? Another one said their biggest challenge was knowing what they're supposed to do, but not doing it. Another one said their biggest challenge was doing too much financially, trying to make this woman happy, right? In them sharing their challenges, what they don't really understand is they're actually sharing a story. And then when we go deeper, Ross, and we start asking more questions like, wow, what's a lesson that you learned from that? And then they started talking about some lessons, because their lesson is it has gotten them where they are. It hasn't gotten them what they want, put them in a deeper hole. And then the question is, what adjustment will you make? And we talked about that. And in doing that, they're actually creating their storm story very indirectly. And so I think the challenge that we have a lot of times is we want to help our boys or the people that we love or the people that are around us and even ourselves, and wanting to help them so bad, so wanting to help ourselves and people so bad, we're trying to give them something, extract something, tell them how to do this, tell them how to do that. When the truth of the matter is we just need to pull from them the answers to some questions, and they have to recognize it on their own. We have to recognize the storm and the story on our own. We may get some nudges from a from other people. But at a certain point, until it clicks for you, it's not going to click for you. I hope that helps, Ross.
Yep. Thank you.
Line is open.
Yeah, I'll go. Great morning, G-Man. For me, the challenge has been, I guess, just growing out of old habits. Now that I'm married, like, it's really hard not to live as if I'm by myself or living for myself, because I guess I was just so used to doing that. And the more I grow in marriage, and as a husband, I start to realize, like, a lot of, like, I gotta let go and be, like, almost selfish. But I'm really selfish. Like, deep down, I'm thinking about how can this benefit me? And it's like, it can be on any level, like an emotional level, financial level, any level. My thought process is like, okay, I'm going to do this. How can this affect me? And the more I'm growing, it's like marriage is like, it's stripping me apart and showing me that there's so much more to life than my own concerns. And like, like, for example, yesterday, my wife wasn't feeling well, and I had my entire day planned out. Like, wake up, kind of do my morning routine, go to the gym, get back, and like, I had everything planned, the calls that I had to do, and she wasn't feeling well, and she had to stay home from going to work. And the entire day was quote unquote messed up. And nothing that I had planned I was able to do besides what I was able to knock out in the morning before she got up. And as I was kind of going through the day, because I had to run errands, you know, for family and like get medicine and a bunch of different stuff, like I was mad because I'm like, I have my whole day planned. But long story short, we ended up kind of finishing the day. We're watching some Netflix and just kind of relaxing. And it clicked to me that today was a phenomenal day because I got an opportunity to care for my wife. And I had an opportunity like to be there where she needed me most today. And just like the work stuff and all that other stuff that I had planned, it's meaningful work to get me towards the goal that I have in front of me. What I did today is also, you know, it's just as good. And I have a challenge just like kind of like stripping apart the old ways and habits of, you know, I'm doing this because this is what I want, or I'm, you know, just stuff like that, and changing it to I'm doing this to move, like I'm no longer just living for myself. That makes sense. So the win is that I'm able to become aware of it now instead of just getting mad for petty stuff. Well, it's not petty to me, but instead of getting mad and getting emotional, I'm able to become aware and kind of extract the lessons. And this is one thing that I heard from you, Coach, and ever since I've met you, it's been the same thing that you say. It's always like, what's the lesson? And when I first heard you say that, I thought it was like kind of harsh, because you would say it after someone, you know, lost somebody, or somebody went through something traumatic, and I would just hear you ask, what's the lesson? I'm like, dang, what's the lesson? Like, let me cry, you know? But that was such a great, you know, lesson because I'm always pulling lessons, or my brain is always looking for how can I grow from this instead of kind of sit in this and just dwell on what's going on currently. So like for yesterday's example, I was able to pull apart, you know, the lesson, like what came out of today, how was I able to grow today, instead of just, you know, being upset about not being able to do all the other stuff that I have planned. So I would consider that a win in addition to the challenge.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Cycles of life. The lessons are designed to prepare us for the next storm that comes, because stuff just happens over and over again. You know, your wife gonna get sick again one day. She's gonna have a cold. She's gonna need you to stop doing everything you're doing one day and just hang out with her. Like, it's a part of life. And if we don't learn the lessons when we going through stuff, if we don't grow through it, we are doomed to repeat the same mistakes over and over and over again. That's why it's so important that as a man, you take time to connect with your feelings. But life, when you were born, all of us, when you came out as a male, and as we develop and go through the stages of manhood, life is not about you anymore. Even if you grow up and grow old, never have children and never marry, life is still not about you. You are supposed to serve and be of service to those that you come in contact with. And so that selflessness, that's that stage five. Stage five will force you to grow up as you develop into stage five. My wife was sick yesterday. Came home the night before last, late. Said she wasn't feeling well. She came in the room night before last, coughing, and chest pains. And, you know, I'm checking for fevers. And I'm like, oh, God, we just got back. How you got COVID? But she was sick, and then all day yesterday. So last night before last, that was at 1 o'clock in the morning. She came in the room. She was up all night. I was up all night, literally from 1:30 in the morning. So I got no rest. Had a full day of work yesterday. In between caring for her, then yesterday at about 5 o'clock, I said, I need to take you to the urgent care. But she was bad. Took her to the urgent care. They tested her for the COVID, the flu, and all that. All that came back negative. She had an ear infection. We left there, you know, nothing at the urgent care is fast. Left there, had to go get the prescription. Boom, boom, boom. I ended up getting home after 9 o'clock, 9:15. Then had to just get her situated well past my bedtime. And I hadn't slept the night before. And then Layla was cleaning up after she was doing hair. And, you know, she ain't want to cook. And she was like, I want to go to Chick-fil-A. And it was too late. So I said, come on, I'll take you. So that's 9:30 now. I get to Chick-fil-A, line long, of course. They're closing at 10. We leave there at 10. I get back home. Alfred, I had to go out last night and figure out how to set the lights, the auto off. That was at 10. I ended up not getting into bed until 12. And so didn't get the sufficient sleep that I needed. So even though I have a bedtime, even though there are things that I wanted to do, life ain't about what I want to do anymore. That's a part of the growth. That's a part of experiencing those storm stories. Understanding that I got to do what I got to do, regardless of what I have to do. And that's maturity in our manhood. Maturity in our manhood. Anybody else before we check out?
Yeah, top of the morning. I wanted to jump in really quick. I guess the challenge really that I'm experiencing is not directly with me, but more so with my mom. She, as I mentioned before, her father's not doing well. So she's down in Maryland right now. And she's come to find out that he has lung cancer and bladder cancer. So he really doesn't have, you know, it's basically terminal, but nobody knows the time frame that he will transition. So what is actually, you know, put me in a position of is really just catering to my mom, because it's like, I don't know how she's feeling, because this is her father. Of course, you know, she's going through it, but it's also put me more in an empathetic stage, making sure that I check on her a little bit more. And it's actually brung us a lot closer. We had talked last week, and, you know, we were talking, and we actually were on the phone for maybe an hour, a little over an hour, but it wasn't an uncomfortable conversation, you know, that, and then like there was something that could have been turned into an agitated situation, but I had to check myself in that moment and be like, this is not the time to allow my feelings to get in the way of anything, because this is not about me. This is about her and what she's going through, you know, and it's just letting me know that sometimes you do have to take things from away from yourself and put them towards others and make sure that they are getting the support that they need for whatever challenge or storm that they're going through. And, you know, it's just showing me, you know, how to be more of that stage five man, and showing me how to be more of that compassionate person that I need to be to help my mother go through this storm, because I know it's not easy for her. So, you know, that's the challenge and the lesson that I've been going through. Well, my whole family. So, you know, it's not just me, it's my sisters too. So, you know, it's also put me in a position of making sure my sisters are okay, checking on them, you know, seeing where their mental space is, and, you know, just making sure I'm checking on them. I'm checking on Mari, you know, so I'm playing the board and making sure that I cover the bases the way that they need to be covered, you know, and just extending myself to that individual at that time when they need that the most compassion, or they need the most attention to them. And I know stage five is about being love and showing love. So it's really been put me in a position of teaching me to be love and show love at the time when it's needed.
Appreciate that, Mars. That's good. Anybody else will we check out? Line is open. Awesome. Go forth. Recognize your storms. Understand those challenges. See the lessons. Make the adjustments. Develop that. That will develop your storm story for you. For you to tell yourself over and over again, and then share with those that you love and those that love you. Don't run from the storm. Run to it, but you got to learn the lesson and make the adjustments. See y'all Thursday. Have a great grind day. We'll talk soon.
You have been listening to the G-Men podcast. Like, review, and share this episode if something you heard challenged you to grow and positioned you to lead.